On Monday, June 19th, 2017, I'm calling to order the council meeting for the Borough of Edgewood. Ms. Bastianini, and you call the roll, please.
Mr. Bray.
Here.
Dr. Wallace. Mr. Wainwright.
Here.
Mr. Wilson.
Here.
Dr. Petrola. Mr. Fuller.
Here.
Ms. Schaefer.
Here, and let the record reflect that the mayor is in attendance. Let us all please stand to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. This time we'll entertain items from the floor. If you'll please sign in at the podium, and you're up. For the neighborhood.
Yes.
And, we thank the foundation and look forward to working with you.
All right. Anybody else? Thank you. Okay. See you next time.
Yep. Anybody else have anything? All right. It's always wonderful to hear an update on successful programs. And we have Mayor Cook. Would
yes.
you like to call up our new officers and administer the oath of office, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Will our two new part-time officers please step forward?
Chief, you can come up also.
Obey and defend
behalf of council, I welcome both of you to the borough. And we have a wonderful relationship with our police officers. We respect what you do. We support what you do. And we ask that you help us protect our peeps. And be safe out there. You have an opportunity of working with one of the best, with the chief and Mayor Cook, so. That's even more icing on the cake. So, well, welcome, truly. And we look forward to getting to know you.
Thank your indulgence for a while.
All right, ready?
We need the chief here?
No, he's on his way down to environment.
Bye, chief.
Thank you, chief.
Has anyone had an opportunity to review the minutes that were in your packet for May 15th? Does anyone have any corrections prior to the motion? Mr. Wainwright?
I move to approve the minutes of May 15th, 2017. Second.
Questions or comments? The roll.
Mr. Brayer.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. The minutes for June 5th, 2017. Does anyone have any corrections for those minutes prior to the motion? Ms. Wainwright.
I move to approve the minutes of June 5th, 2017. Second.
Questions or comments? Ms. Bastianini, you call the roll.
Mr. Brayer.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright. Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Motion to authorize payments of bills for goods and services. Mr. Wainwright.
I move to authorize the payment of bills for goods and services received by the borough, having been reviewed and approved by the General Government Committee from the general fund in the amount of $42,440.77 and from the sewer fund in the amount of $147,795.70.
Questions or comments?
Save my comments from my report.
Ms. Bastianini, call the roll.
Mr. Bray.
Aye.
Mr. Wainwright.
Huh? Aye.
Mr. Wilson.
Aye.
Dr. Petrola.
Aye.
Mr. Fuller.
Yes.
Ms. Schaefer.
Aye, and the motion passes. Committee reports, general government, Mr. Wainwright.
Bill list was on routine, with the exception of the Alpha Saint pass-through, which was about $140,000. Are there any other general government issues? Well, that concludes my report.
Police, Mayor Cook.
And Madam President, in reviewing the report, I see nothing that glares at us. I do want to extend to the Chief of myself an apology for the lack of ticketing.
Thank you. As long as we're doing it equal.
Yes.
All right. Public safety, Mr. Fuller.
Did not make.
Community development, Mr. Wilson.
Did not make.
Public works, Mr. Wilson.
Did not make.
Community service, Dr. Petrola.
Did not make.
The Shade Tree Commission did.
They did.
And you'll get that in your report?
Yes.
Okay. Personnel, Mr. Fuller.
Did not meet.
Pension, Mr. Bright.
The pension committee did not meet. However, I did meet with the Oakmont the capital people, and we have the December 31st Schwab report the April performance report.
Will you give us also the raw data that you received?
Yeah, this is the
okay. Yeah.
100% valid raw data. I use estimates.
Just so that we can, you know, check your numbers.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Where we were in April.
All right.
I don't have a current report yet.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bright.
We have to be real careful about that. We can't be making numbers up. Whatever they give us should be
right.
In check.
Right.
We don't want other numbers floating around for someone to say. We shouldn't be writing numbers without. That's their job.
We'll receive
careful.
Mr. Bright's information, but you're correct. Mr. Wilson. There's nothing to report for Three Rivers. Connect had their meeting, and you'll report on that, Ms. Bastianini.
Yeah, Connect met last week. They are moving forward with their public health, which is a new topic area for them, but they're getting involved with what they can do to help with the opioid epidemic, and they're distributing resources to police departments and municipalities to try to help with that effort.
The solicitor is not here. He is excused. Has a little under the weather. Borough Manager Report, Ms. Bastianini.
Thank you, Madam President. Movies in the Park was a success after an initial rocky start with the DVD player. We had about 40 people in attendance. We have since purchased a new DVD player since our old one did not work, and we were saved by Mr. Ben Reynolds, so thank him for providing us with his personal DVD player so that we could play The Wizard of Oz. Next Monday, we'll be playing Despicable Me. And a lot of people who attended were asking about food. So we actually have two food trucks that are going to come down to
the
movies in the park.
That's wonderful.
One's going to be Snow Cones, Steel City Snow Cones, who comes to Community Day every year. And the other is going to be a food truck, because many people grab pizzas themselves to movies in the park. So we thought that would be a good thing to have.
We'll have to advertise that. So
yeah.
Dinner and a movie.
Right. Public Works worked really hard last week to put a drainage ditch into Dixon Park. They got it in and done right before the storms came. While they were digging, they actually uncovered some old drainage pipes. Turns out there was more drainage in the park than we initially thought. So they dug all of those out as well, and working on any repairs that are needed for pipes that were broken. But it looks like we do actually have piping that goes underneath the grassy area, underneath the access road, and dumps down by the parkway. So we've got most of that functioning right now. They're still replacing a couple of pipes that were broken, but it was for all the trees up there, the terracotta pipes were in surprisingly good condition. So we're really happy about that. Hopefully that'll solve a lot of the drainage issues for the dog park. Allegheny County Council has approved Edgewood CDBG grant application for ADA ramps in front of the field house. So this is for the Race Street Greendale Vine short race. The award is for $23,348. So this week I had a conference call with our engineers and the COG, because this is CDBG money for the COG, and they have allocated a portion of it for Edgewood Borough. So it's been a while since we've got this grant funding through CDBG, and I'm happy to see that it's moving forward. We're actually hoping to go out to bid early August for construction in the fall, so that would be great.
So we got that through the COG?
Correct.
Plug in the COG.
People's Natural Gas continues to work on La Crosse. We met with them last week, and unfortunately they said they have about 4 to 5 more weeks of work to do to get the gas line installed on La Crosse.
Why is it taking so long?
It always takes much longer to lay gas pipe than any other pipe. There's a great deal more testing that's involved. Their crews also do not work at all when it's calling for rain. But after we met with them last week, they are going to begin working Saturdays. So they're going to be working 6 days a week in order to try to expedite this. We've got Felino, our paving contractor, on call. For the minute people tells us they're done, we'll get in there and start paving. On June 14th, the Shade Tree Committee met. They had their initial meeting. And I think it was a really positive meeting. The first thing that they're going to be looking at is where the borough can plant trees. We're fortunate right now that we have some money for tree planting given to us by the foundation. So they have our current list of where trees have been removed since 2010. And and they are going to be reviewing that list. I told them that I don't want to spend money to plant a tree if a tree failed in that particular location for a reason. So they're going to be looking at that. I believe they're going to be asking for help from either Tree Pittsburgh or the Nine Mile Run Watershed Association to try to help them parse out where would be the best place. And then they're also going to give us recommendations on species and species diversity for the trees. So I think we've got some progress being made on the shade tree front. And that's all I have.
Softball's going well. Yes, Mr. Wainwright.
I don't know if they're going to get, but just in the future, whether they would have any suggestions on how to update our tree ordinance.
Tree ordinance, yes. They have a copy of our tree ordinance, and that is on their agenda to get to. I think they were more excited about planting trees right now. And since it was an initial meeting, I think that was a good place to start. But they do plan to look at the borough's tree ordinances and suggest. I actually assigned that to one of the members for their homework for the next meeting was to look at some sample ordinances from trees in other communities.
Cool. And you talked about the scouts putting rain gardens in the
correct. Park. As part of our Dixon Park plan, we have two Eagle Scouts working to put in rain gardens, which should further help with the drainage. We don't want any soggy pups, so we're going to make sure that it goes as. And then we're also planting grass seed because we've been in there.
Kind of seeing what they're doing.
We are. They are also. We are.
They can't just go and plant.
Well, I know. Are they getting more some help from elsewhere? Like
they are. They are getting the plants have been helped by the Nine Mile Run Watershed Association. They have a landscape architect on staff who has been donating her time to help the Eagle Scouts. They also have been working with a local contractor who's been helping them out with some machinery. They're using our mulch and gravel that we had up at the dump. We have more mulch than we can use right now, so that's what we're using.
I knew we were trying to get the 9 mile run.
Right.
That's
right.
Good. They got her for him.
And when's the county coming for their new tour?
The county is coming for a tour of Edgewood on July 31st. I think exciting that the county executive wants to do municipal tours. It's going to be at 6 p.m. We're going to meet here at the borough building. I spoke with an intern in his office this week about kind of the schedule and what we want to see. So I will get that all written up and to council so you can take a look at it and see if there's any other things in the borough you'd like to highlight or draw their attention to. So more details to follow, but July 31st.
Our lack of...
it's
lack
a Monday.
Beautification of our bus... shelters is something that we want the county executive to see.
I think even the...
drop them off at the bus
shelter. Yeah, we'll drop them off there.
Even the busway wall, I think, is...
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're showing them the whole kit and caboodle.
Right.
Yeah. But that was...
mark
that. We tried to get them to come in the morning because we thought it'd be great to have, like, start the Square Cafe, you know, and have breakfast and then, you know. But they wanted to come in the evening, so... any other questions for the borough manager? New business, Mayor Cook.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just like to say one would think that for the number of holidays we have, which isn't that many, that one would remember the holidays coming to lift the ban. So if the future mayor is within earshot, I would strongly recommend that they pay very nice attention to the borough staff because they put it in so they can be taken care of, and I thank you. So I would like to lift the parking ban from Friday, June 30th in the p.m. hours to Wednesday, July 5th through the a.m. hours.
So what that'll actually say, Mr. Mayor, when we advertise it, is that and will be lifted at 3 a.m. on Saturday, July 1st. Just so there's not any confusion. We get it wrong sometimes.
Can I make a request? Could we make it to the 6th? Because the 4th of July is during the week, and if we just go to the 5th, some people still may be
traveling
or visiting. Would that be all right?
Perfectly fine, Madam President.
Okay.
Well, just a minute, reverse street. You can do whatever you want. You're the mayor.
So ticketing will begin again Thursday night into Friday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Just, you know, giving people time to pack up and go back wherever they thank you, Mayor Cook, very much. Committee action. I just want to remind council that as you know, we continue to think about the budget, that during an election year, we have routinely put in monies for the local government academy for anyone who would like to attend the newly elected course that they have for mayors and council members. They also have it for school board members. So if anyone's interested in doing that, we reimburse those folks who take the course. I've taken it twice. You know, when I first started and then as a refresher because so even those who are on council currently, if it's something that you would be interested in doing, they have a short course and then they have the long course. But it really is helpful to consider that. We don't need an executive session for any reason. Is there anything else? Any questions? The next council meeting will be Monday, July 3rd.
Make it mandatory for those classes?
No,
I was basically thinking for the school board, but I just.
Well, we did as a joint council of the municipalities of the Woodland Hills School District, did read a statement at the last school board meeting. It was misrepresented in the press, but what else is new? But there were 3 points. One is we're going to ask the state to audit to do a full audit of the school district. We are also asking or strongly recommending that the school board members elected and those who will be newly elected attend the local government academy or the state on the roles and responsibilities of the school board director. Because when you just have in-house orientation, you know, you can miss some of the nuances. And we're also having a written request to Mr. Rivera of the Secretary of Education of Pennsylvania to come and to look at the educational processes of the school district. We're going to do that as the joint municipal council, the 12 municipalities of thank Mayor Cook for representing us at the school board meeting last Wednesday when the statement was read. And there will be future meetings. They're working on that. And I will let all the council know.
Next Wednesday is another budget.
Yes, next Wednesday is another. And then that's when they pass the budget, actually.
Okay, that is next Monday.
So if folks can attend that meeting just to be present, to be in presence, I think that's important. And with that, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, and have a safe and relatively dry rest of the week.